Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's getting cold outside again, folks. I'm sure that I am the only one who has noticed, so I need to reaffirm for you that yes, indeed, the temperature is dropping. Perhaps there are some of you out there who, like me, rejoice when this happens. Maybe you are super excited about Thanksgiving and Christmas, and fall temperatures reaffirm for you that these holidays are coming soon. Maybe you're into big game hunting and cannot wait for the opening day of rifle season. Maybe you also like to see the flaky goodness falling from the sky and are getting busy waxing your skis and snowboards just to get mentally prepared. I'm sure that there are many of us this far north who just love winter. Yet even though it might be expected that we all love winter since there is so much of it every year in Montana, I imagine that there are many of you who feel like the prophet Jeremiah as the autumn temperatures start dropping. You can relate when he cried aloud, saying, "But I was like a lamb led to the slaughter." You feel like the cold snaps come every year with no other purpose than to make you feel like you are facing the butcher's knife. Though you know that cold temperatures are about the only assured thing in Montana's weather patterns that are said to change every 10 minutes, still you believe that every blistery gust from Old Man Winter is a sign that God may not love you anymore. I have known many a soul whose only solace in winter time is to cry out to our Lord, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" I suppose it's no wonder that so many have started choosing to spend their winters in Arizona. Obviously, I kid a little, but I do so to point out that we can all relate to Jeremiah's emotion in our Old Testament passage for this week. Whether it is over something fickle like hating to be cold, or something more serious like struggles to make it from one paycheck to the next, or the difficult work of grieving the loss of one you love, everyone has experiences at one point or another which make it seem like God has stacked the world against us. Whether it be in an experience that is persistently difficult, like feeling isolated and lonely, to one that may pass more quickly, like yesterday when Otto stole a marker from Freya, making her cry, and then her making him cry when she stole it back. Yeah, those ones pass pretty quick. Whether it be something very serious or very temporary, there are few limits on the adversities we face in this life. Jeremiah was a prophet who knew adversity all too well. He had a rough go of it. For speaking hard truth to a people unwilling to hear it, he was rebuked, beaten, and betrayed on many occasions. When it comes to tragic figures in the Old Testament, Jeremiah ranks towards the top of the list. He did everything that the Lord asked of him and more. And yet, because of his faithful adherence to the call of the Lord, his life was one of suffering and hardship. Oftentimes, the faithful life involves enduring greater challenges and hardship than one would if he or she just did what they wanted and paid no attention to the Lord's call. And this was definitely the case in Jeremiah's life. He was set up as a lamb led to the slaughter because he was the Lord's prophet. Eleanor was full of faith and full of questions. She never questioned the presence and power of God in our lives, but for a long time she longed to know why hers was not a blessed life. She grew up in the church and never wavered in her faith. She did not turn away from our Heavenly Father when her earthly father died at her tender age of 8 years old. She continued to find a home in the church when the bank foreclosed on their house a couple of years later, forcing her and her grief-stricken mother to share cramped apartment after cramped apartment. She continued to seek the love of our Savior despite facing rejection from every boy that she was interested in. And one could hardly say that the road she walked in her faith journey was paved in gold. Yet even though her way was marked with suffering, Eleanor continued to trust that God had greater meaning and purpose in store for her life. Eleanor often heard in church how the Lord promises to provide for us, answer our prayers, and give us hope in despair. Much of this was difficult for her to believe. While she clung to hope through all of the adversity that she encountered in life, it was hard for her to say that her prayers had been answered, or that she had been provided for by a good and gracious God. To top it off, she watched as her peers, who did not believe in God, did not pray, never went to church, or even ever opened up the Bible. All these peers had most things in their life just work out right. She watched as all of their parents lived healthy, long lives, made enough money to live in fine houses, and took costly vacations every year. She looked on longingly as everyone around her seemed to find their soulmates, land their dream jobs, and basically have the stars aligned for them. And most of these folks who seemed to be so blessed by God never cared enough about God's presence in their life to so much as raise a prayer of thanksgiving for all of the good things around them. Her questions of why her life was so difficult were deep and persistent. A few years went by. Her situation did begin to change, but only slowly. Though she faced a lot of rejection when she started looking for jobs, Eleanor was eventually hired at a bank, where she worked as a teller. She proved her worth as a reliable employee who would always go the extra mile to make sure the customers were cared for and things ran smoothly around her in the office. She had watched her mom work two jobs at a time, sometimes even three, to scrape by enough money for them to live after her dad died. That example found renewed purpose in her work life now that Eleanor was working to provide for herself. Though she hated that her mom had to be at work all the time over the years she was growing up, it instilled in her a work ethic that her superiors noticed. She was promoted after only a year and a half of working there, even as coworkers were getting laid off because of the Great Recession, and she was finally able to make some decent money. Things slowly began to change in the dating department, too. Eleanor did go on a few dates over the years, but she was extremely discerning. She was wary of getting spurned like she did when she was younger. This in turn helped her to be patient and wait for the guy who was really right for her. While a lot of those other couples that she had seen over the years and been envious of, ones that she thought had been soulmates, their relationships ended in divorce because the spouses got married before they were ready. Eleanor, on the other hand, was more mature when she started dating Matt. She had watched other relationships fail and learned to be patient in searching for the companionship that she desperately wanted. The difficulty she had finding love when she was young prepared her to wait for the right man when she was a few years older. Then, as she and Matt began to settle down in their married life, tragedy struck again. A 100-year storm rolled through their town, dropping 15 inches of rain in one day and causing the river to rise so much that it flooded half the houses in their little city. The people were devastated, but Eleanor was the only one in her neighborhood to keep her cool. She had lost her home before and knew the pain of being dislocated. However, she had also experienced life moving on after tragedy. She was a rock for her neighborhood, her town, and the whole region, as she organized relief efforts for so many who had lost everything. The adversity she faced growing up empowered her to thrive when she got older. Life was not easy all of a sudden or anything like that, but Eleanor finally realized that she was blessed. She had suffered and survived, and had been strengthened through it all to help others when they needed a helping hand the most. though I believe we can all relate to Jeremiah's cries of lament over the treatment he suffered for following God's call, there is more to the story than our experiences in the throes of distress. God, in Jesus Christ, entered into our suffering to redeem it from the hands of death. By doing so, he gave our struggles purpose and meaning. We do not face challenges, suffer wounds, and endure loss just because God has a plan to torture us or anything like that. The challenges we face are given new and lasting meaning in the grace of our God, who suffered to bless us with redemption. We can be reassured that if we ever feel like we are a lamb led to the slaughter, we are not alone. For Jesus Christ, the true Lamb of God, is with us like never before. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.